Today on Hands On Photography, we're getting into animation. Yes, animation inside of your video. And it's not quite the animation that you're probably thinking of, but it's still going to be a lot of fun. So fire up your NLE or video editor of choice, and let's get right to it. Y'all stay tuned.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands On Photography is brought to you by Nomad. Go to nomadgoods.com/twit and use promo code TWIT for 10% off your first purchase of any Nomad accessory. They have Apple Watch straps, wireless chargers, ultra durable cables, and more. Limited time offer. Hey, what's happening, everybody? I'm Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands On Photography here on Twit TV. Hey, I hope y'all are doing well. I'm unbelievable as always, sitting down on yet another fine Thursday where I get to share different tips and tricks to help make you a better photographer and a better post processor. And today, we're not talking about any of that. Today, we're going to get back into the video editing module that I started however many episodes ago. So we're going to have a lot of fun with doing some animations for your videos, and it's not quite what one would think. I will explain that momentarily. Before we get started, allow me to say welcome to everybody that is brand new and catching the show for the very first time. Welcome to you. Go ahead and subscribe right now in whatever podcast app that you're using to catch this right now. So if you're on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and hit subscribe. If you're on Spotify, go ahead and subscribe. If you're using our YouTube channel, subscribe and like and comment and all of that good stuff there too. It really does help out. I appreciate all of that support. If you're just looking for general subscription options, you can check out the website twit.tv/hop. That's twit.tv/HOP for Hands On Photography. And you'll see everything that we offer as far as the subscriptions, as well as our previous episodes and previous show notes. And by the way, if you're a Apple Podcast user, please leave me a rating and a comment there, because it does help push us up in the ratings and rankings over there. So give me 5 stars if you don't mind. And also just say something nice, or just say something. It doesn't even have to be nice. Anyway, thanks for all the support. Let's go ahead and get started with this week's episode. Okay, so today I want to talk about animation inside a video. Now, I'm going to break this down because based on my personal experience, and you probably are way smarter than I am, but I'm going to just present this anyway because this is how I had to learn and sort of teach myself with this stuff. So animation and video. When I first heard about animations, the first thing that came to my mind was cartoons, you know, things like old-fashioned Looney Tunes and things like that. Well, that has nothing to do with the animation that we're going to talk about today. When you're talking animation inside of a video like this one here, you're talking about how things are interacting within the video that you created from a composite standpoint. You know, we talked about a handful of episodes ago, just adding titles and lower thirds to your video, like what Mr. Victor pops up on the screen each and every day, every week for me. You can put in there an animation that will allow that lower third to appear a certain way and disappear another way. So, for example, Mr. Victor, let's go ahead and put the lower third up on the screen right now with no animation. Just boom, it's up there on the screen. Okay. That's pretty easy to do. Inside of your video editor, we just literally drag and drop that asset onto our timeline. And when the playhead gets to that particular piece in the timeline, it just pops up. And when it goes beyond that particular piece in the timeline, it goes away. Okay. That's, I guess you can call that an animation, but not really. It just sort of pops up and pops away. There's really no pizzazz to that, you know? So today we want to talk about how to make those things just really, really add a little bit more polish to it and get into some of the nuance of diving into how things can move on screen. Okay. Oh, but then there's also one more thing. You can even animate your actual video footage itself. Like right now, I'm staring at you into my camera with a nice 16:9 aspect ratio and beautiful HD quality, yada, yada, yada. But what if I wanted to just have like a banner or something come across the bottom of the screen, like credits or whatever? I could take my footage right now and have it shrink down to a smaller size in the frame so we can put something else in the bottom. You know, that's an animation. And then when the stuff at the bottom is finished, reset my screen to be back to the normal view. That's an animation. And there's just easy ways to do that. And then there's really nice polished ways to do that. So we're going to look at it from the standpoint of Premiere Pro, you know, because again, I'm a Adobe subscriber. And we're also going to look at it from the standpoint of DaVinci Resolve, because I also bought that. But then DaVinci Resolve is also free. And these functionalities are going to be fairly similar. But yeah, just fairly similar. There's a couple of things that are different. So first, let's go ahead and hop into Premiere Pro and take a look at animation. So I'm going to switch my screen now. Okay, so here on my timeline, I have just this regular video clip of this dude named Biscuit. It's nothing to it. He's just sort of sitting there. But what I want to do is have a graphic pop up on the screen. And I just picked a random graphic from all of the assets on my computer here. And it's just this Instagram logo. So if I double click on it, you should see it over here on the left hand side as part of the preview window. So let's drag that over to the timeline. Okay. There. I'm just going to drag it there. Now you notice you don't see it in the program video here because the playhead is beyond the actual asset here. Okay. So if I zoom in a little bit, there we go. Zoomed in on the timeline there. So you don't see it because the playhead is over here and the actual asset is back here several seconds prior. So now if I put my playhead over it, it pops up on the screen. Okay. No big deal. So let's do a couple things. First, let's shrink this down to have ourselves a good starting point. So I'll just scale it down pretty easily here inside of the effects controls. And then I'm going to move it over here to the left. Like so. Okay. So now if I go back and just hit play, and the logo will pop up on the screen and then it goes away. All right. That's what we were talking about earlier with the lower third example with Mr. Victor. Let's give this a little bit more, you know, style to it. So we'll go back to the very first part, the very first frame the logo shows up, and we're going to expand this out so this lasts for, you know, a couple seconds, you know, anywhere between 3 and 5 seconds is a good rule of thumb. And what I want to do is take this logo and have it pop up on the screen and go from the left and go out of the screen onto the right, out of frame on the right. So we're going to use what's called keyframes to do these animations. So right now I have the logo highlighted here on my timeline. And if I look at the effects controls over here, this lets me know I'm working with all of the different parameters of that Instagram logo. And if you look closer, you have these little toggle animation icons, which look like little stopwatches. That's what we're going to do. We're going to play with these to build the animation. So I'm going to play with the actual position of this asset. So we're going to start with the keyframe. With the file right at the edge of the screen. We're going to wait a couple frames. So we'll just move our playhead over just a couple frames like so. And then we're going to say, start our animation with this position right here. So we'll just click that and it turns blue. And you notice it creates this little diamond right here. If you can zoom in on that, Mr. Victor, it creates this little diamond right here. And that is the keyframe. And it also gives you another little indication right here on the left of that that shows, hey, a keyframe has been applied to this particular point of the timeline with these sets of parameters saying that it's in this particular position. Okay. Next, I'm going to move my playhead on the timeline. Just move it down, you know, a handful of seconds or a handful of frames and stop right there. And I'm going to change the position using the position parameters again. So let's have this go all the way off the screen. Okay. So I'm just going to take this from 301 value and just push it all the way to the right to where it's off the screen. Okay. So it's off the screen now and that changed the value. Now, notice we have another diamond that showed up right here inside of the effects controls. Okay, so what does that mean? What's happening is if you look at the two positions of these, you have two different positions of these particular keyframes. And in between these keyframes is time passing on your timeline. So basically, whatever is here in keyframe one, you have to get to the same, to the different value that's set in keyframe number two. So what happens is as you scrub across on this timeline, you can notice that the position value is changing to meet whatever the position value is set to on the next keyframe, which creates here on the screen an animation. So as it plays by, you notice the logo starts to go off of the screen. Okay, so now let's go ahead and play that back in real-ish time just to see what it looks like. So I'm gonna back it up, hit play, and it goes off the screen. Hey, there, we're done. We did our first animation. Now, again, and that could be a lot better. I'll go back. There's a couple things that you can do with this here. All right, so let's go back to this first frame here. All right, we went from left to right, and that's fine and dandy, but what if we want to speed this up? Okay, so what you have to do is have the keyframe values change at a faster rate. Meaning, okay, so if I go to keyframe number one and I want it to get to this point faster, the second keyframe, all I have to do is just move it closer like that. Okay, so now we'll go from this thing playing onto the screen and popping off fairly slow to something a little bit quicker like that. Maybe that's still too slow. So you just highlight your layer again, highlight the asset, click on the keyframe, move it even closer if you want. Okay. So now let's do this. Boom, it's gone. And that was a lot quicker. It still isn't the prettiest, but we'll work on that here in a second. All right, so let's go ahead and prettify this just a touch. I'm going to drag that out a little bit more. I didn't want it that fast, but I wanted it faster. The next thing I want to do is look at how this logo is animated across the screen. Look at the motion. The motion is very linear. And honestly, folks, things in life don't really move in a linear fashion. It has a bit of a curve to it. Things, as you make them move, they're at a certain speed and it tends to decrease in speed and sort of slows down and sort of glides a little bit. These animations can have that same type of physics, if you will, and it'll look so much better. And inside of Premiere, that's basically using what's called a Bezier type of movement here. So I'll click on this again and I'll get my keyframes activated so I can just hit this little arrow that says go to the keyframes. And then I can right click on that keyframe and change the temporal interpolation. And you notice it has this linear and it has this Bezier and a couple different options. The ones that I use the most are Bezier, but more than that, I'll use ease in and ease out. Okay, so what I would like to do on this one is a bit of an ease out because I'm going from point A to point B and I sort of wanted to just sort of gradually go out of point A. And then on point B or second keyframe, I want to right click, change that to ease in. Okay, just sort of the opposite. So what should happen is this movement is not going to be quite as linear, so it'll have just a little bit more life to it. So let's play it back, take a look, and it was okay. Maybe if I slow it down you can see it a little bit better. So I'll slow it down by decreasing the distance of the keyframe. Okay, let's play it back, and that's okay. It's not great, but it's okay. So how can we fix it? How can we make it look way better than what it is? All right, inside of these effect controls, you can actually get into the speed graph of the animation. So I'm going to twirl down this parameter here like so, and now you see this speed graph. So it sort of has a bit of an arc to it. That shows that it's not a linear movement, just sort of, it's not straight across. It's got a, it's going to ramp up in speed and decrease in speed. Well, let's give that a little bit more oomph and, you know, a little glitz to it. So we're just going to click on that first keyframe, and now we get these little handles that pops up. So I'm going to take that handle that's on the right, and I'm just going to drag it over to the right a little bit. And that totally changes the curve. So what's happening is it's going to ramp up to speed really fast because it's going up higher on the speed scale. And then it's going to drop off slowly into the next point. So let's just play this back, see how it looks. Much better. Okay. And if I want to continue to play with that curve, I can. I can just really exaggerate it like that if I want to. Okay, so we'll play it back, see how it looks. Good. That's much better. Next thing I'd like to do is let's get rid of this whole pop-up on the screen. And we've talked about this before. You basically can just add a bit of a dissolve where it just sort of dissolves and fades in to the screen instead of just popping up. And I already have that effect set over here in my custom bin because these are effects that I use all the daggum time. So I'm just going to add that to the front of the frame here. And so now when I play it back, it should fade in and then go across the screen in a nice lifelike transition or motion. Pops in, fades, goes away. Very good. Now, I still see something I don't really care for because it's fading in. But as it's fading in, it's starting to move. I want it to sit there a little bit longer. So instead of it jumping into the motion right at that particular point in time, let's have that motion delayed just a touch. So I'm going to grab both of the keyframes this time, and I'm just going to drag them down in time just a little bit, like so. So that's saying, hey, pop up onto the screen, you know, we'll fade into the screen, show yourself, and then transition off of the screen. So now let's take a look. Fades in, waits, goes. We can do it a little bit more. Let's give it a little more delay, a little more. Let's try that. Okay, let's play it back. Fades in, waits, and off you go. Much better. I love that. That's a very, very simple animation, and you can basically apply these principles to anything that you need to animate inside of your video. So next up, we're going to take a look at doing this inside of DaVinci Resolve. But before we do that, I want to take a few minutes to thank this week's sponsor, Define Folks at Nomad. This episode of Hands-On Photography is brought to you by Nomad. Hey, y'all, Nomad's founders met in Santa Barbara, California, back in about 2012 with the goal of building an ultra rugged and minimalist tool for the 21st century that would seamlessly integrate your everyday carry. You know, things like your smartphone and your wallet and your watch, things like that. Everything, you know, everything carries stuff. In the past 9 years, Nomad has expanded to offer a wide range of mobile accessories to fit any need, from iPhone cases, Apple Watch straps, wireless chargers, to premium wallets and passport holders, and crafted with Horine leather, like, ooh, really, really pretty, pretty leather. Nomad uses leather from the Horine Tannery in Chicago, founded in 1905, and offers an unparalleled blend of quality and consistency. The leather accessories, they'll develop this rich patina over time, and it just gives it a whole new unique look, you know, a look that says, this is mine. It's just, this is all me. And it just looks great, and it smells great, because we all know leather smells great. Nomad offers convenient wireless charging solutions for your home, office, and your bedroom, and suite of chargers for whatever Apple device you may have, as well as Apple Watches and AirPods. Nomad is now offering AC adapters too, you know, for people like me that don't really use Apple, but still have devices that needs to be charged up. So you want to make sure you check out their 30 watt and 65 watt GaN adapters. The crew at Nomad was tired of dealing with flimsy charging cables that seemed to fall apart every few months or so. So they decided to set out and engineer some of the more rugged and pretty much the most rugged cables that you can find when it comes to charging devices. They're reinforced with double braided Kevlar outer sheath and strong metal alloy connector housings. Nomad cables have been engineered for extreme durability and heavy everyday use. They are also a climate neutral certified brand. Good on you, Nomad. Good on you. Nomad is, and always will be, a company that prioritizes design and quality over everything else. One of the most important aspects of Nomad when designing new products is they use the highest quality and longest lasting materials that are available. They design all of their concepts from the ground up rather than white labeling things that, you know, already exist. We know who those companies are. Again, I highly recommend, if anything, get yourself a charger, get yourself an AC adapter, because they're so handy. And they're not going to give you that slow trickle charge when you really need something to get charged up fairly quickly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that, Nomad. So head on over to nomadgoods.com/twit and use promo code TWIT for 10% off your first purchase of any Nomad accessory. That's nomadgoods.com/twit with promo code TWIT. This is a limited time offer. Okay. And we thank Nomad for their support of Hands-On Photography. Okay, so now we're going to take a look at DaVinci Resolve. Again, it's still the same types of principles, and some of it may be just a touch easier, or you may find it a little more difficult. I'm about half and half on either one of them. So let me go ahead and switch my screen over to the wonderful DaVinci Resolve. Here we go. And again, I'm working with the same piece of footage and the same assets. All right. So we have our timeline here at the bottom, and I have my assets over here in the upper left. So I'm going to drag the good old Instagram logo down. And holy moly, again, it is really, really big for the screen. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get rid of this dual display here. So let's just click that so we have a single display. Okay, we don't really need the preview anymore. All right, so this thing is really, really big. So inside of Resolve, if you want to change the aspect, not the aspect, if you want to change some of the parameters of your assets, you want to go to the inspector panel in the upper left. So I'm going to click on, that's the upper right, and the upper right. So I'm going to click on the inspector, and you're going to get a lot of different parameters to choose from. Particularly the video tab is what you want to work with. So I want to change the scale or zoom of this. So let's go ahead and pull that back like so to where it's big enough. Okay. And now I also want to change the positioning of this. So let's do, I want to do like a top down kind of thing. So I will put it here to the left, and I'm going to raise it up a little bit like that. Don't want to do a lower third. So let's do it like that. Okay. So we got it up there in the upper left corner. And if we play it back, it just sort of, again, pops onto the screen, nice and boring. Who wants to do that? Of course, we don't have to add a fade effect on there. We can fix that with these handles here on the timeline. But I don't want to get into that just yet. Let's first make sure our animation is good to go. So I'm going to trim it just a touch. And we want to move this on the screen. So it's going to pop up onto the screen there in the upper left. Let's have it move from top to bottom. So we'll start right here in this particular point. And we'll go over here to the right inside of the inspector tab. And again, you have these little diamond icons, which are keyframes. So we're going to hit this first diamond for the position that is currently set to. We're going to move ahead in time, and then we're going to drag it down to here. This time, we're not going to drag it off the screen. We're going to drag it down to there like that. Okay. So now if I go and do a playback, very linear, very boring. Okay. Let's fix that. First off, we'll give it a little bit of a fade, like so. Fades in, moves down, pops off. Okay, so let's fade out a little bit more. So I'm going to extend it and fade it out just a touch, like so. play back. There. All right. So let's fix this linear motion because it just that just looks horrible. Instead of going over here to look for your graph in the inspector, you actually access your graph here on the timeline inside of DaVinci Resolve. You'll see there's a bit of a little speed graph. If you just click on that, it gives you these extra options down here on the screen. So let's go over to our first keyframe right here. And we'll pull this down so we can see a little bit more like that. And you can see you have this little dot there. We just click on these little buttons here after we've accessed the speed graph and just change that to a different curve, you know, or you can do like this. So we'll just click on the actual icon there first, change the curve of it. And now you get an additional handle that shows up down here. It's sort of hard to see it because it's in blue on this black grayish background. And then we'll move ahead in time to the next keyframe like so. And we can continue to do another little Bezier curve there. So we just click on it on the point like that. And we get a brand new Bezier curve there. So just like before in Premiere, we can really warp this to make it have a different type of transition, you know, or movement going across the screen. So I'll put it something like that. Because I believe what will happen now is it'll go down below just a little bit more and sort of bounce up. So let's play it back. Yeah, like that. So I can pull it down even more. And it'll give it a little bit of a little bounce, you know. So let's try this again. Scroll up. Let's have it fade in. Just fade in like that. Sit a second. Fade out on the edge. Okay, here we go. Fades in, drops down, bounces up. So much more natural, so much more lifelike, and nothing real linear, you know. So much cleaner. One more time. It's all about fading it in, moving it. And if I want to change again the way this thing moves, you just hit the different Bezier curves down here to change it up. So one more time. Fades in, goes up and down, and bounces at the bottom. It's pretty neat stuff. And again, you can do this in Final Cut. You can do this in Vegas Pro, whatever video editor that you're using, NLE that is, that they'll tend to have some way of getting into doing keyframes and changing the way those keyframes transition on and off the screen, giving you much smoother, much prettier animations. All right. So that's it for this week's episode. I hope this has been quite helpful. Again, with these animations, it's not just using an Instagram logo. You can do this with whatever asset that you have on the timeline. If you want to do it with another photo, you can do it with the photo. If you want to do it with another video, you can do it with the video. You can wipe in a smaller video on top of your current video as in like picture in picture. We talked about that before when you're using different layers in your video editor, and have those things just animate in a certain way and animate out a certain way. And it'll just continue to give you so much more polish to your video creations. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot an email, hop@twit.tv. I'll be glad to answer the questions that I can answer. And if I don't know the answer, I will let you know I don't know the answer. And we'll see if I can recruit someone that can answer it for you. But yeah, reach out. Send me your emails to hop@twit.tv. If you have image critique requests, if you have any other feedback that you'd like to share about the show, just shoot a message on over. If you send me images and you're fine with them being shown on the show, please be sure to mention that in your email. I'd appreciate that because some of the things that you all send are absolutely beautiful. And I do enjoy sharing them with the rest of our hands-on photography community. So send them on over. All right. Next, make sure you're following me over on social media. Follow me on Instagram. I am @_Pruitt on Instagram. Let's get that Instagram number up. I'm continuing to shoot and share photos as well as shoot and share videos over there on that platform. And I'm having a lot of fun with that. Going to have a fairly busy summer, so maybe you'll see some more things on there that are behind the scenes. I don't know. Depends on how much I can actually share publicly. I don't know. We'll see. But just give me a follow, @_Pruitt, over on Instagram. Want to give a shout out to my man, Mr. Victor, for making me look and sound good each and every week. And one more shout out to you as the loyal hands-on photographer listener. Thank you so much for the continued support. Thank you for rating me on Apple iTunes. Thank you for all of the ratings on whatever podcast app you enjoy on. And thank you for sharing the show with other folks. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this week's episode. You all safely create, they dominate, and we'll catch you next time.
Listeners of this program get an ad-free version if they're members of Club Twit. $7 a month gives you ad-free versions of all of our shows, plus membership in the Club Twit Discord, a great clubhouse for Twit listeners. And finally, the Twit Plus feed with shows like Stacy's Book Club, The Untitled Linux Show, The Giz Fizz, and more. Go to twit.tv/clubtwit. And thanks for your support.